Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and wherever you are listening to us.
The keys of life.
The world is a very, very big house. Many people living in many rooms. We must open all the doors up. We must unlock them all today. Throw all the keys away.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم. Brothers, sisters, listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh and welcome to the program مفاتيح الحياة, Keys of Life. We're still discussing the relationship between people and the Islamic State in which they live under. We were discussing secrets and keeping secrets and maintaining secrets. And we said that in keeping secrets, it's important first and foremost. There's reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the other side, there is punishment for those who expose people secrets and people faults. Because, like I said, it will create havoc within the community, within the society, and obviously that's going to affect the Islamic State that we live under. Now, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, or the Ahl Bayt in general, alayhi wa sallam, or even the Quran in this regard, when they talk about certain aspects, certain sins and certain actions that humans do, you would always find out that there are consequences in this world and consequences in the hereafter as well. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if you do 1, 2, 3, this is what's going to happen to you in this world, and this is what's going to happen to you in the hereafter. And these punishments in this world and in the hereafter, they're not Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala trying to be, God forbid, a bully, or he's in the business of just punishing people, or he enjoys it. No, these are deterrents. When Allah says, if you do this, this is going to happen to you in this world, and this was going to happen to you in the hereafter, is to deter you, to stop you, to prevent you from committing that sin. And that's Allah looking after you. That shows the mercy of Allah. It's like a father or mother telling that child, do not eat this chocolate, do not eat that drink, because it's not healthy for you. They're not trying to punish the child for not giving the sweets. Actually, they are looking for him or after him. Same thing with Allah, or the prophets and the imams. The hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, he said, and this is kind of scary as well, he says, وَكَانَ فِي الْمَدِينَةِ أَقْوَامٌ لَا عُيُوبَ لَهُمْ فَتَكَلَّمُوا فِي عُيُوبِ النَّاسِ. He said there were a group of people in the city of Medina. They themselves had no faults and they had no mistakes. However, these people started talking about the faults and mistakes of other people. What happened in this case? He says, فَأَثْهَرَ اللَّهُ لَهُمْ عُيُوبًا لَمْ يَزَالُوا يُعْرَفُ بِهَا إِلَىٰ أَنْ مَاتُوا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala started exposing them, giving them more sins and more faults, and they were known by these sins and these faults until they passed away. So that's the scary part about going after people. You might assume, I might assume that I'm good, I have no problems, I got everything ready, you know, and I haven't got any mistakes, I got no sins. But Allah says, fine, but I will create sins, I will make sins, and then you're going to cop, then you're going to be exposed. So let us take a short break and then we will come back.
Ayatollah Javadi Amali, the author of the book مفاتيح الحياة, The Keys of Life. This book, مفاتيح, ought to be in two volumes. One volume, the present volume, مفاتيح الجنان, is on the level of the lofty rewards for praying, fasting, etc. But the book lacks its second volume, which ought to be on subjects like the lofty rewards for planting a tree,
امام اونطوری که این رو گفته برم گفته دی اون امامش گفته اگر روزه بگیری ثواب داره، همون امام گفته که اگر درخت بکاری اون ثواب داره.
Imam has mentioned both of these subjects. The very Imam who has stressed out the reward for praying has also highlighted the reward for planting a tree. There are generous amounts of reward for protecting the environment. When growing wheat, take some in your hand and say these prayers. These are what the very Imam has mentioned. We lack this second volume in Islamic world.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Mafatihul Hayat, Keys of Life. So we were saying that the importance of not going after people's secrets and revealing their secrets is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He Himself will expose us and reveal our secrets. We have another hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. He says, لا تتتبعوا عوراتهم فإنه من تتبع عوراتهم أو عورات أخي تتبع الله عوراته. Do not seek the faults of other people. For if you seek the faults of others, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He Himself will seek your mistakes and your faults. And what happens when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes after a person and Allah, He Himself, tried to seek his mistakes? And we just read before that even if you don't have any, Allah will make you do until the day you die, and you'll be known for your mistakes. He says, وَمَن تَتَبَّعَ اللَّهُ عَوْرَاتُهُ يَفْضَحُ فِي جَوْفِ بَيْتَهُ. Allah will expose him even if he is like in the middle of his house, like you're hiding in your house where no one can see you. He says, Allah will expose you. Don't think you can escape Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A hadith from Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq salamullah alayhi says, من اطلع من مؤمن على ذنب أو سيئة فأفشى ذلك عليه ولم يكتمها ولم يستغفر الله كان عند الله كعاملها. Whoever gets to know a secret or a fault of a brother and he exposes him and he does not seek istighfar far from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because it's a sin, we said. So if you realize, or if I realize that we've said something we shouldn't have said, first thing we have to do is that we have to seek istighfar from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, if a person does not do so, then he will be treated as if he is the one who committed that sin to begin with. And that is a problem. That's a really problem, because sometimes a person does ghibah or does namima and backbites and start to gossip about people. And, you know, sometimes you just say, Fulan said, you're not the one who said the ghibah. But the hadith says, then you will be the one who will be associated with that sin itself. And then he says, وَوُزْرُ ذَلِكَ الَّذِي أَفْشَاهَ عَلَيْهِ وَكَانَ مَغْفُورًا لِعَامِلِهَا وَكَانَ عَاقُبُهُمَا أَفْشَاهَ عَلَيْهِ فِي الدُّنْيَا مَسْرُعَ عَلَيْهِ فِي الْآخِرَةِ. Now the Imam flips the whole scenario. He says, the one who said it will be forgiven and he will get away with it, and you will take the entire sin yourself and you're going to be punished. It is as if you are the one who done and said this sin. Now, seriously, and brothers, sisters, talking is easy. And there's nothing easier than talking. There's nothing easier than gossiping. There's nothing easier than backbiting. And sometimes, you know, if I have to be a human being, it's fun. It's fulfilling. It's tasty. It's nice to sit and talk about people. And, you know, you hear people talk about other people. It gives you some sort of satisfaction, especially if that person is someone that you have, you know, beef with. As a human beings, we enjoy these kind of acts. But these are the same acts that we enjoy, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on Day of Judgment, will deprive me of you of eternal bliss. It will deprive me and you from entering heaven, deprives me and you from being with the Ahlul Bayt alayhum assalam, deprives me of having a good life in this world. It's easy to be said. It might be nice to be said. But, is it really worth the pain and the eternal suffering that we will face? So, therefore, the breaks are there for a reason. So you can stop from moving any further. They'll cause you damage. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Driving past, walking fast to the field of dreams. Hear the children scream.
There was The Keys of Life by Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, IRIB English Radio.
Every corner represents a different image in my mind. A momentary emotion, space spent in time.